We're in Simukufi Beis, Halacha Vav. The Makam Shenagu Hetter Pasha Paltar. We've been saying that there's a Hetter for Pas Paltar. So in the place where they are Mata Pas Paltar, that's true. Afilu Hu Nilus Pateim, even if the dough is that you made the bread with, like we have our challahs, or have egg inside of it. The batter includes eggs in it also. The batter is mutter, meaning the bread is pas paltar. So the question is, why don't we say that the eggs in it should be also as bishalakum? So we say, no, since it's mixed together in one batter, it's considered part of the bread, and it's included under the heter pas paltar. So that's one thing. So it's mutter, even if there's eggs inside of it. Or ishabeim, tunchem apanav, or if there are eggs, like a glaze, put on top of the face of the bread, then it's mutter. Both of these cases, it's considered, the bread is considered, the egg is considered part of the bread. So just like the bread is mutter because of pas paltar, so too the egg is mutter. There's no problem with bishlak mulia. The aval in pinada, which is something like a knish or a krepeloch, something, it's a batter or a dough on the outside with some kind of fish or meat or different things on the inside.
Dumpling.
Okay. Shafa over kechavim. So that a guy baked it. So then also lechem me'apashala, you can't even eat. This means even eat from the dough part of it. Meaning, it's as if of course you can't eat from the fish or the meat on the inside. But you can't even eat from the dough because the dough. Okay. So the reason for this then. And let's get started with understanding what's going on. We'll do the Rama in a minute. The reason for this din is, this din is brought here, and it's also in Kufyud Gimel, at the beginning of Kufyud Gimel. Okay, and the halacha is in both places. So the reason for the din over there, it says is, I'm sorry, before we get to that reason, I'm going to back up just to do two gemaras, just quickly say two gemaras and two rashbas. Okay, first is, the gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machlokes whether cooked eggs are bishlachim. Okay, if someone who a guy cooks an egg by himself, whether that's bishlachim or not, okay, that then is in Kufyud Gimel Yudal. We'll talk about it then. And the halacha is that it is. Okay, why this is a question. That's the machlok is there, and there's a shayla. What the reason is why we machmir that it's bishlachim? That's for the end of late towards the end of Kufyud Gimel. Okay, but we're passing that there is bishlachim on eggs. Okay, and that of course is the underlying the assumption from our din. Our din keeps talking about eggs in the batter or on top of the bread or there's something on the inside of a dough, that's assuming that the egg is eggs be'etzimar bishlachim. Okay. Then the Gemara also, on the Amid before that, the Gemara says, talks about some kind of a fish product. It's not clear to me what this thing is. It's called kasa d'harsana. I'm not clear what it is. Some kind of a
small fish.
Some kind of a fried fish product that has flour in it. Okay, and the Gemara talks about whether it is or is not bishlachim. Whether it is or is not is not our issue right now. But the Gemara makes it clear that the one of them is edible raw and one of them is not. Okay, the fish part is edible raw and the flour part is not. And depending on which is the ikur, that's how we decide whether it needs bishlachim or doesn't need bishlachim. Okay, what the Gemara comes out is not important for our purposes. The Gemara says is that whichever one is the ikur, that's when we follow. If the ikur is the fish, then it does not need bishlachim. If this is the flour, then it needs bishlachim. Okay. So in the
is that the battery?
The Rashba at the end of the Teres Habayis on the halachas of bishlachim, okay, the very last words over there, the last whole section over there, brings three things and listen to the order that he brings them. First, he says the Gemara says this thing about kasa d'harsana, from which we see that you follow the ikur. When you have a mix of two different things, you follow the ikur in deciding if it's bishlachim or it's not bishlachim, and that you can use that rule. And therefore, if you have eggs in your dough, in your batter of your bread, like in your challah, you have egg in the batter itself, so it's mutter. If pas paltar is mutter, the egg is considered tuffel to the batter, and it's included in the heter of pas paltar for the dough is the egg is subsumed into that, and it's not an issur of bishlachim. There's no bishlachim on the egg that's in the batter. Fine. Second of all, the next thing he says is, you should know that bishlachim is also because of chasnas. So you would think that if it's also because of chasnas, that there shouldn't be any problem with blias. Because there's not going to be any cure for it because there's a blia of bishlachim to your food. You should think that the food itself should be usher, not the blia. Okay? And he talks about whether it does or doesn't usher. Okay? He said it comes out that it does. And that's the din again for the end of Kufyud Gimel. But so here came this din that blias of bishlachim, even though they don't have a chash of chasnas, he says, once it's usher, it's rabbanan, so it's usher. And then the third din is, if you make this panadish, or the panada, the same thing, this kind of a knish, or a dumpling, or whatever you want to call it, this kind of a food, if you make that food, then even the dough of that food is asur. Why? Because, and this is what the Mechaber brings in Kufi Gimel, the reason is because the fish that's on the inside was already asur before it got into the dough. Okay, this is how he says it. The fish became asur, then it spread into the dough, and I just told you a second ago that when you have an iser, the blias of bishalakim are asur, so therefore the blias of bishalakim from the fish on the inside spread to the dough on the outside.
Why is the fish already asur?
He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. We'll talk about that in a second. Why is the fish already usher? The simplest reading would be is that he meant as if you cooked the fish prior, separately. But that's not the way it's understood. The simple read to say that you cooked it by itself and then you threw them in. But that's not how people understand. We'll talk about what that means in a second. But since the fish was already usher, so it spreads into the dough, and therefore it makes the dough usher. You can't even eat the dough by itself. Of course, you can't eat the fish. The inside, the filling, but you can't even eat the outside. Okay, so that's what he says. Okay, so just hold that in your mind. Just the order of how he said that. Okay, then there's another teres of ice, another rashba, not in the halachas of bishlakim. It's in the halachas of eggs. Okay, I don't know whether eggs are kosher, whether they come from a treif animal or a min that's not kosher. Well, that halachas of beim. It's totally not in bishlakim. It's I don't know how many pages before. Not in bishlakim. He says if you have an egg coating on top of a bread, okay, which is the second part of our mechaber. If you egg shmir on top of your chalas, like they put on top of the chalas, it's mutter. Okay, it fits into his dinim about whether you're allowed to buy beaten eggs. If you have a whole egg, you can buy it from somebody. The shayla is if you have a beaten egg, it might be that a yid owned it and it was treif, whatever the shayla is over there. He says, don't worry about all those shaylas. Don't worry that it maybe had dam in it, maybe it was from a treif, okay, don't worry about all those shaylas, and there's no problem with bishlakim. He says, there's no problem with bishlakim because it's tuffle to the bread. Okay, so the second words of our mechaber, the first one is, afil hu nilish bebeim comes from the Rajba in bishlakim, who says it's because it's tuffle to the bread. But shebeim tuchma panav is from a different Rajba, which is not really talking about bishlakim, he like throws in the bishlakim on the side. Okay, so now, is there a stira between these two dinim? Did you hear a question between these two dinim? In one place we're saying that the egg that's glazing your challah is considered tuffel to the bread. And in another place he's saying that the fish that's inside the dough, that's inside the knish, or inside the dumpling, becomes bishalakim by itself, and then the blias from there can spread to the bread. Do those things sound like they're opposites to each other?
This fanatis is where it says it's usher.
It's usher.
But in Kasna Harsin, it says that you go after the ikker.
Kasna Harsin, we go after the ikker. But even more, that case is a little easier to understand because there it became one batter. But in the case of the egg on the challah,
batter.
Yeah, the Kasna Harsin.
No, fish. I don't see a piece of fish there.
No. Right. That's my impression. That's fish oil. It's not pieces. I'm not sure.
No,
it's not clear. It's not at all clear to me what the case is. Exactly. I'm not sure. But the it's Rashi says it's a shuman dagger. It's not clear to me that it seems to me like it's one thing. But and that's how the Rashi says it. He says so if you have egg in the batter, that's mutter. But we have egg on the challah, okay. So that case it's mutter. It's considered part of the bread. But when you have fish in the fish separate from the dough because it's on the inside, which is obviously no different, the inside or outside, then the fish is usher, and it makes the bread usher also. So does that sound opposite to each other? Should we say that if it's what you would, I would think,
that's your,
what?
It's totally different. I mean,
because
the eggs are not compared to the bread, it's just it's egg wash, it's for coloring,
right? As opposed to?
The fish is being
okay, green. But before you, that's a possible answer, I'm going to get that in one second, but do you hear a question? If we could say that if it's in the batter, it's motor, we understand that. But we're saying if it's out of the batter, it's like a separate piece, so then you would think that it would be totally separate. And we think the Ramah is going to say that. If it's not part of the batter, you would think that it's either it is or it's not tuffle. But so why is it that the egg on the top is mutter and the fish inside is usher? So David said, which is what I would think, and we're going to start that way because we're going to head to what I think is the right answer, which is like this, that maybe in the case of the fish is the main part of the food. That's the ikkar of the food. Is you're eating it just like a wrapping around what's the ikkar of the food. So it's the egg that's on the glazing of the bread. Obviously, the bread is the ikkar. But the fish on the inside, the fish is the ikur.
The fish, you have to say it's the ikur. It's just not so insignificant. As the
okay. Well, we want to say it's that. Okay.
And it that guy with the bucket, and would that be totally
I'm getting there in 1 second. And it would fit. I'm getting my good. And it would fit because in Kufi Gimel, after the Mechaber brings this din of the Rajba about the this empanada, or whatever, or the panada they call it over there, he brings the next words in the Rajba. This is the Rajba, so this is in the Teres Vayis HaKatzer. The next words in the Rajba, which says, what happens if you have a dish that's meat with vegetables? So the meat needs Bishul Yisrael, and the vegetables don't. The vegetables are edible raw. So the vegetables are also because the bleas from the Bishul Akam meat spreads into the vegetables. And over there, we would also think that the meat is the ikar. Right? Of these things, well, like Yossi saying, maybe not an ikar, but it's surely a player. It's not insignificant like the glaze. Okay, that's what we would think. Okay, the problem is like this. If you say like that, I have a question for you. Well, so maybe Yossi's way will make it. Maybe you'll be able to answer my question. Maybe I don't have a kasha. I don't have a kasha my way, which is like this. How come, what's the reason why the dough is usher in the case, if the fish, the filling is the ikar, why is the dough usher? The reason why the dough is usher is very simple. The dough is usher because the ikar of this food is something that needs Bishul Yisrael. So if the ikar is something that needs Bishul Yisrael, then the tuffel becomes usher.
Right.
Like as in the case of the Kasa of the Harsna. If one part needs Bishul Yisrael, it makes the whole thing usher because that thing is tuffel to this. And the tuffel doesn't only go to the kula, it goes to the chumra also. If the ikar is the filling, and the filling needs Bishul Yisrael, then the reason why the tuffel is usher is not because blia spread. Why is Rashi saying it's because blia spread? It's not because blia spread, it's because that thing is considered a piece of thing that needs Bishul Yisrael. The dough, in theory, doesn't need Bishul Yisrael, but when that dough is part of a thing where the ikar is the inside, then it doesn't need Bishul Yisrael. In other words, if you're going to say that the filling is the ikar, then the whole food is judged by the ikar. What's the din of the ikar? The ikar is that it needs Bishul Yisrael, so then the tovel also needs Bishul Yisrael. It's not that the dough is also because bli is spread into the dough. The dough is also because the dough is tovel to a thing that needs Bishul Yisrael.
Well, the fish is already cooked.
What?
If the fish is already cooked.
If the fish was already cooked. Right, so that people are not understanding it that way. They're not taking it that way. Then the meat case is even easier to hear. They're not taking it that way.
Well,
but it's not talking about it was put in already cooked.
I want to say something drastic. Maybe that's what you're saying here. Maybe the whole hector of paspalter was in the case of paspalter.
Okay.
But this is nish paspalter over here. This is a new thing of kinish. This is a new thing of... it's not a bread, it's a kiddush now.
And therefore?
So therefore, the heter of paspalter was never said in such a case.
You could say that's not what the Rashba says. The question is, why does the Rashba have to say, why does the Rashba have to say that it's usher because the bleas from the fish spread into the dough? Just say, you could say your way. It's not usher because the dough is not considered pas in this case. You could say, say it's not usher because there's an ikar and a tuffel. The ikar is, we say the ikar is the fish, then the bread is a tuffle, and the tuffle is, so needs Bishul Yisrael. It needs Bishul Yisrael, inherently needs Bishul Yisrael, because it's tuffle.
Because the bread can't become tuffle to something.
So the implication I'm getting, and you'll see where I'm heading to that, is the implication is that we're making a mistake over here. Okay? Because we're used to the rules of ikar and tuffle from Hilchos Brachos. When we have a food in Hilchos Brachos, you pick up a food, you wonder, what bracha do I make on this dish? Okay, it's meat and vegetables. What bracha? I have a knish. What bracha do I make on it? So the rule in Hilchos Brachos is almost always is, every food gets only one bracha. So when you have only, you can only make one bracha, you have to pick between the different pieces that are in there and decide which one is the one that gets the bracha and everything else is tuffle to it. Okay, that's in Hilchos Brachos, things only get one bracha at a shot. And so you have to figure out between them, is the meat the ikar or the vegetables? Is the dough or the filling? You have to pick one of them and then assign a bracha based on the ikar. Okay? But for Bishul Akam, the implication from the Rashba, and the way everyone's saying this is, that you don't have to be limited, you don't have to give some only one classification. The dough with fish inside of it doesn't have to be looked at as one thing, that there's one ikar and one tuffle, and everything follows the ikar. When there's two distinct foods, there's dough with fish inside of it, it's two foods. There's dough and there's fish. The dough has its din, and the fish has its din. When you have meat and vegetables cooking together, the meat has its din, and the vegetables have its din. Not for brachas. Not for brachas, we wouldn't do that. In brachas, you say, what bracha do I make on this whole dish? And you make all bracha on it.
Yeah, bracha, you can have also, where it's something that's part of the filling. It's a rarity
in Hilchos Brachos.
But that's totally what you could see.
You more often do that because of a suffix brachos, and you don't know what to make.
I just saw recently about a dromet, chicken that's covered with a thick layer of mezonos. So if it's a thin, you make shahako. If it's a thick layer, and it's significantly to the thing, like in Great Chicago, you're
supposed to have two brachos.
Juicy things. It's not chalakis if it's mezonos or it's bowls too.
Okay, so even if there's such a thing in Hilchos Brachos, that's an exception. As a rule, the brachos, the general way we look at it is we say we have to make all brachos.
Ice cream sandwich.
I was waiting for you to say it. There's an exception, but put the exception on top. But here we're seeing that the way the Rashi was taken, and the way everyone, it's the way that I guess if you don't even have to say this thing is that the fish and the bread are being judged separately. So the shaila is, maybe the issur on the fish will spread to the bread. And that's how the Rashi was talking about it. But it's because we're working with an assumption that they don't have to be judged as one unit. Okay? In the case, we have a batter that has egg mixed into it, in that case, or the kasa b'harsha, the thing is, became one mass. Okay? You made a whole bread dough out of it. Then even for bishlaka, we give it one din. Either it's pas, or it's not pas. We're not going to say, oh, the bread part of it is one din, and the egg part of it is a different din. We look at it as one mass. But in the case where it's two, where they stay distinct, okay, we have the filling and the shell, mm-hmm. Then we could treat it two different things. So then, of course, the question is, so what about the egg coating when you glaze your bread? Why does that thing, that also is two separate things. So it's tough, it shouldn't make a difference. Okay? So to answer that question, you look at the Gra says that the reason why the Mechaber holds that the egg, the glaze on the bread is mutter, is because we paskin the chazusa lav milsa. He says from a Gemara, the chazusa, which is a shaila back in earlier parts of your day, chazusa lav milsa. So that glaze on the bread is considered as if it doesn't even exist. Okay, the way I understand it, it's like saying, imagine if you had a rye bread that had seeds in it. Okay, so nobody would say, well, the seeds are distinct because you can actually see the seeds. So those seeds that are in the batter should be usher as bishlakim. There, everyone would understand that even though they're nicker, and you could see the pieces, floating around your bread, they're considered one mass with the dough. You have this dough that was made. So even though it's not like the eggs that got actually mamash that you can't see them anymore, it's considered one mass and it has to have one din to it. The only time we say that we see this two, we have to treat each side separately when they're really distinct. So the knish is distinct. There's the dough and there's the filling. But the egg on the bread, because we say chazusa lav nosihi, it's as if it's part of the bread. It's not considered a separate thing. Okay. So when it's one mass, or according to the Mechaber, basically one mass, we give it one din. Whatever the ikkar is, that's what the din is. And either it does or doesn't need b'shusha.
That's why I have
one. When it has two parts that are very distinct, then the din is that you give the din of the each one gets treated separately. Okay? And now, the Gra itself, think about the Gra saying. The Gra is saying that the reason is because of Chazus La Milsa. In Hilchos Brachos, nobody would dream of making a bracha on the egg. Right? Nobody would dream of saying, oh, I should make a bracha on the egg when I eat a piece of challah. It's ridiculous. Okay? Because, of course, it's tuffle. In bread, things are tuffle even if they're not attached to the food.
The sugar, everything.
No. In bread, if I eat a potato after I eat bread, I don't make a bracha on that. That's how tuffle things can be in Hilchos Brachos. Right? They don't have to be, kosher, and I'm the egg that's on. Okay? And now, if you look back at the Rashba, it reads now back into what the Rashba said. The Rashba said, the fish that was the filling for this thing was usher already, and then its bliyah spreads. Okay? Why did the Rashba say this? If this was a din of ikkar and tuffle, why did the Rashba say, the Rashba said three dinim. He said, first, the din of ikkar and tuffle. Then he talked about the din of bliyah from bishlakim. And then he said this case of this panada. Well, the din of, if this din of panada has to do with ikkar and tuffle, it's in the wrong place. It belongs next to the din of ikkar and tuffle. He said, Kasad Harsan is ikkar and tuffle. Then he said the din of bliyah is a bishlakim. And then he said this case, as if this case is only a shayla of bliyah is a bishlakim, but everybody understands that this is not a case of ikkar and tuffle. We don't treat this as an ikkar and tuffle. Okay. So now, this shayla, that how, which, when do we say ikkar and tuffle, when we don't, is going to come up again in the beginning of Kufrid Gimel, where this din comes again. It's negeta, particularly, to things like soups, okay, where a person has a soup that has in it, let's say, this sweet potato pieces floating around in the soup. Okay, the sweet potato needs bishul yisrael, but everything else in the soup is nechol chai. Okay, so we're going to see that. We'll see whether what we're saying makes any sense when we get to Kufi Gimel. Okay, that's this din of panada and the din there of ikur v'tofel is there in Kufi Gimel. We'll see that again when we get there. And I'm going to add another comment about the knishes in a second. Okay, hold the knishes for a second. Okay, yeah.
Contemporary wise, eggs that our bakeries use that come pasteurized.
Yes.
Is that pasteurized have a din of bishul?
No, it's not cooked. When you pasteurize eggs, they pasteurize it at a very low temperature for a long time in order to not cook the eggs. That the goal is to not cook the eggs. Because nobody wants cooked eggs. Everyone.
Right, but I don't know how long it reason.
They're not considered.
Because what temperature do you mean? Eggs don't need a high temperature for pasteurization? Like milk?
And anything that you pasteurize, you have a choice. You can, the higher the temperature, the less time you could do it for. So for the egg, you do it for a low temperature for a longer time in order to not cook them, because it kills the
bacteria.
Whatever, it kills them, even with a low temperature for a longer time, and that's gentler on the egg. It doesn't.
So like in our places, I don't know how they do it, but in our cases where they do our places do hard boiled eggs, but also the case where a lot of certain places get frozen eggs cooked already.
Those have to be bishul yisrael.
Yeah.
So
hard eggs?
Yes.
Eggs made already.
Scrambled eggs made.
Yeah.
Like pieces of scrambled eggs.
I'll tell you later. Completely cooked hard boiled eggs. You can get a full.
All the caterers use that.
You can get places that are fried eggs. You can get all these kind of things. The fried eggs come frozen in the shape of a bagel. In the size of a bagel.
So you slice right on there, put a cheese on it.
Put it to the microphone. Okay.
I know where it
is. Okay. So now.
The dairy.
Now.
The dairy?
Those things need to be bishul. Those need to be bishul. Okay. Now, the Ramah says, let's go to the Ramah now. The Yesh Oishim, the Machaber had said that the egg glazed on the egg wash, as you call it, the egg glazed on top of the bread is mutter, it's tuffle to the bread. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oishim mepas shebeim tuchum aponov. The Ramah says, there are those who say that the egg on the bread is usher, meaning the bread is mutter, is pas palter, but the egg is usher, is bishalakum, mishum shehen be'en, because they're there be'en, the enim betel and the gabi pas, they're not bottled to the pas, which is what we're saying, that in the Ramah is the more extreme version, but the Ramah is saying is that in bishalakum, we don't treat it in the way we do like for brachas ikar v'tafel, it's be'en, so it's not bottled, v'yesh behem mishum bishul ev kuchavim, and the chen oikim. It has bishlachim, v'chenoigim, that's the ashkenaz v'noig, that stuff is also bishlachim. Okay? Okay, so the way we're sort of grow, this is because Ramah is saying it's even though chazus lav milsa for other things, for this din they are separate from each other, since the egg and the bread are two different things, therefore the egg is bishlachim. Okay? So the question on this is, would it make the bread also? I guess it would make the bread also. Potentially, I guess it would make the bread also. Okay, he's not talking about that, but I guess it should do that also. Okay. So now, the question on this is, on the last two words, the question is, many people who give hashkacha on breads that have glaze on them, or challahs that have glaze on them, are not being makbar that they should be bishul yisrael. Okay, so they say, well, the bread is pas palter. Very nice that the bread is pas palter, but the Ramah says that the minig is that the glaze on top of the egg is also. We don't treat it as a tuffle to the bread, so why don't we require bishul yisrael on the bread, right? So yeah, you would laugh if you saw a loaf of bread that said bishul yisrael, but it really could be. Really, bread might need to be bishul yisrael, right? Because it has this glaze on top of it. So it would
now be I'm done with cops close now. When I see those pizza things, I got to call them back and say, now I understand why you're bishul yisrael.
So the shayla is, so why isn't this stuff, why... I can't say that nobody's makbunan, but there are many people who are not makbunan. Why are people who give hashkacha not be makbunan? Okay, so say it this way: if you had a bakery and you want to say, the bakery doesn't need to be pas yisrael because pas palter is mutter, that you could only be able to say that if you would check that you weren't running into one of these kind of problems, one of these kind of things where they're glazing things like that. That's a normal thing that they put on. Okay, egg wash. Okay, so like this, Rav Shechter had a certain answer to this question. He says that the Avnei Nezer doesn't hold like the Ramah. The Avnei Nezer brings the Ramah, he basically argues on the Ramah. Okay? Basically, he argues on the Ramah. And he says, and his kasha is, he says, one of his kashas is, he says, do you think that paper-thin eggs that are like that are olos suchem lochem? He says, you know, you could say that it needs Bishul Yisrael because it's not considered part of the pas. Fine, it needs Bishul Yisrael. But there are rules about Bishul Yisrael, so Bishul Yisrael has rules, and the rules are that it has to be Olah Shulchan Lachem. He says, you think the stuff is Olah Shulchan Lachem? So,
what does Machaber hold, the Ramon would hold by potato chips? Does he make a chiluk in the chetz of it, or how it's produced?
So we will get to that, Shiloh. We're assuming that, yes, it depends on how it's produced.
That's how the Na'av Nineser.
That's what we'll assume.
What talking about.
So what's going on in here? So the Na'av Nineser basically disagrees with Rama. It says it's not true.
So what's Rama saying?
So he and the Na'av Nineser says, I forgot to say this thing.
The
Na'av Nineser says, he says, none of the people who the Rama brings as saying that this glaze on the bread is also, none of them say it. It's really true. All of them say it is like this. They say is the person who brings who say it say, if the A is in the batter with the bread, then since it's in the batter, so it's tuffel to it. From which we're medayik. Oh, but if it would not be in the batter, it would just be on the bread, then it would be usher. It doesn't say that. But none of them say that. But the Mechaber has a bunch of poskim, the Rajman included, who say that if it's on the outside, it's mutter. The people who say it's mutter say it straight out. The people who are saying it's usher don't say it's usher. They say it's mutter in a certain case because it's in the batter. From which he's being b'dai, if it would be on the outside, it would not be. Okay, so the Rav Nineser doesn't like it. Okay, but Rabelski had a simple response to this point, which is, you're telling me that it's not Olah Shulchan Lachem because nobody serves paper-thin eggs at Shulchan Lachem? He says, yes, they do. You know how they serve
grapes.
It? No.
With bread.
With bread! When you put a challah, you serve a challah at a wedding? Of course they serve challahs. They serve challah with glaze on top of it. Exactly the way you're being presented right here, it's Olah Shulchan Lachem. You would serve the bread like this with the glaze on the top of it. The glaze that's on top of it, the way it's being served. Did anyone ever serve such paper thin eggs? Every single time they serve this kind of thing, that's Shulchan Aruch. They're serving. No, that's not being served at Shulchan Aruch because that's bread. It doesn't eat pot. No. You're pretending that the egg is separate from the bread. Well, if you're looking at them as separate from each other, then the egg is Olah Shulchan Aruch on top of bread.
Or Shabbat would say, but if it has to come with bread, that means it always has to come with it. That means it's tuffel.
So you're saying that's another way that pushes you into saying that it really is tuffel. Okay, but on that, I'll tell you that the Rama says that we don't look at ikkav tuffel like that. For Bishlakim, we don't look at ikkav tuffel like that. Even though, like the Gros said, in din it would be considered chazus of yama, for brachas it wouldn't be considered, but we consider for this. Okay, and that's what he said. Another answer is, the Aruch HaShulchan brings this Rama, and he says, you know, the Rama doesn't mean, he says this case, doesn't mean the egg that's on our chalas. That's not what he's talking about. The Rama means is that they used to cook up eggs and then sort of like pour them onto the bread afterwards to make this big, heavy coating of egg on top of the bread.
Like ice on the tires.
It's like ice, that's right, like ice on the cars today. It was like, that's what I was thinking yesterday, before it did this last night. It's like an icing, like you like pour it as a heavy piece. That's what the Rambam means. But
obviously it was like hard. It
hardened, but once you pour it on, then it's good. Once it cools, you know, like, take its shape on it. Unless I get the feeling, you cook it, and then you like pour it on, and just, I don't know exactly what he meant. But he says, so the thin glaze, he says, even the Rambam would be making it on that. Okay, now, the problem with that is that if you look at the law, it doesn't sound like that. Right? What he's describing sure sounds like what we know, which is when you take a collar and you put some egg on top. To us, that sounds
the same to Ain. I mean, it's
okay, so Rabelski said a variation of the Aruch HaShulchan, which he was mitayin from exactly those words. That the Ramah, how come the Ramah says, B'pashabeim tuchum aponav, mishum shehim be'en? Why does Ramos think Mishum Shehen Be'en? Mishum Shehen Be'en, Rabelski says, means is that there's got to be a meaningful amount that you could like call it a Be'en. But our glaze, even though we don't hold like Aruch HaShulchan, that Ramos doesn't mean, but even the glaze that's also has to have a certain mamashas to it. Okay, it has to be some Mishum Shehen Be'en, as opposed to our glaze is a really, really thin glaze. And not a thin glaze is usher, but a really, really thin glaze is not.
And I see Philip, like in a bakery, okay. One of the bakeries, you'll buy egg rolls, and you'll see on the bottom still that, like, you'll see part of the eggs, you have to peel off the egg. Mm-hmm. You ever get those?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
egg rolls. Certain bakeries, when you're going to get in, like, the big manufacturer, you'll never see something like that. Okay. When you go into these homemade...
I know, but if that's the
heritage,
that's not going to be an answer for giving Ashkocha without...
Where?
That wouldn't be an answer.
Well, there's not a problem with
Bishul Yisrael.
That's not a problem with Bishri Shol. It's Pass Yisrael, they're dirty on the players. It'll be Bishri Shol.
But you're baking it. So if somebody, if trying to answer why a Heksher is given to such a
place, they don't have the,
no,
they don't
pour
it out. They don't pour it out.
The place is that you'll have that problem, right? You're not going
to... He's saying you have to then be
go and see
in particular, because he had the bread come out, and how many of those little pieces come out. I mean, because David Litzel ones that have that on it.
Yeah, yeah. Those come a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about with bacon? I don't want to say that thing.
Okay.
It's so, bacon, a mamish comes with chetzah.
Not a serious
bacon.
Okay. No, it is not.
So now the thing is like this.
That I will tell you.
The question on that deek is, that the reason why the Ramos says Nesha Hein Be'en, it's because, if you look at the document, he's bringing this, it's coming out of the Issa V'Heter. Okay, I told you a second ago, the Issa V'Heter, and nobody else says that the glaze on the eggs is usher. They say is. When the egg is mixed in and it's part of the food, then we say that it's a tafel and it's mutter. Oh, if it's be'en, then it's usher. So the word neshein be'en is the diuk out of those rishonim to say that the glaze on top is usher. The neshein be'en is his like justification for where did he get this din from. Neshein be'en, this is what the documentation says. They are medayik that they say that only if it's inside, then it's mutter. If it would be be'en, like if you had switched it on the top, then it would be usher. So the word neshein be'en is the description of how we know that this din is in the first place. What? To make it up, that's the reason. It's like an explanation. You can't say, no, he meant in this end that they're really, really, really bad. So it doesn't seem to say it, okay? Okay, now, a related but less serious shiloh is on French toast, okay? French toast, what you do is you take a whole piece of bread and you dunk it into eggs, okay? And then you cook, then you fry it afterwards. And you could buy ready-made French toast, okay? Even in a restaurant. I don't even mean in a restaurant. They're, of course, they're machines, right?
Yeah, the frozen.
But I mean that you buy them already made in the store. They're the eggs. So the challenge is, why do those need machines, or why do they not need machines, or for the egg that's in there, okay? So
the egg that's outside of it.
So the egg, no. So Rabelski said, simply, along the lines that we're saying, that in that case, the egg gets absorbed into the bread.
Right.
So therefore, it's bottle or toffel, I don't know if you use the word bottle, it's toffel to the bread. Okay. Now, it's not exactly the same case as the machaber. The case of the machaber was that the egg was kneaded into the batter. Like, as part of it became one big mass, as opposed to here, you took a full piece of bread and absorbed egg into it afterwards.
Now I want to differ with that, because if you hold that it didn't absorb with the thing, and if it's, I'm not getting involved with Milifix, but it may be milk. Then when you have a problem with milk bread, you're giving a half trick to it.
That's a side issue. It's not a problem, because once the bread is baked, there's no issue to make milk. You'll have to put butter on your bread. The Rajba is meduyik when he says before. Okay, I'll leave that. Okay, whatever. Fine. Now, Rabbi Lubin.
The thing is, obviously, why doesn't the company put it in the batter, in the dough? It's probably would be easier to mix it in with the dough.
Well, no, because it won't be French toast.
Then
it'll be challah. They want to make bread, and then
obviously they don't want it so absorbed. They don't want it so inside absorbed into the bread. They want it to.
But it really is. I mean, but if you have French toast, it really is absorbed in. He thought that was fine. That was considered absorbed, even though it's not exactly the case of the batter. It's different than the batter. He thought that it was. Rabbi Lubin, who I had the honor to tell him this morning. He's here in Chicago for Shabbos.
Where's he by Meisels?
I saw him for Shabbos.
Yeah. Where's he by Meisels?
No, he does a vert for, we'll talk about it. Ofrov. So he said, we'll talk about that afterwards. But I saw Rabbi Lubin, and he said, he had a different reason why it's Mutter. And he said, basically the same thing David Nezi said, but here it's much more obvious. The egg can only be usher as bishalakim, okay? Means that it has to be oil shulchamochim. Well, French toast is not oil shulchamochim. Okay, in other words, the Avenezer was saying it beforehand about the glaze on the bread. That we had a kasha on it. That it really is oil shulchamochim. But this egg is being cooked in a batter of bread. It's not oil shulchamochim because French toast is not oil shulchamochim. Okay?
Is that true?
Sure. That's my impression. Okay, we'll get more when we get to
fancy bris.
You know what?
No.
You know why? It's Andrew Hammers.
At a fancy bris. Right. We'll get to that in Kofi
Gimel.
Serving it at a bris is not oil shulchamah.
No?
Okay, we'll get to the Kofi Gimel. That's where Kofi Beis is.
French toast makes it a more classy operation.
Right. It's a fancier bris, but it's not yet a They didn't serve it at the Pels dinner. It just doesn't. It's in the evening. Nobody wants French toast in the evening.
Okay. When you say Rosh Malachim, is that only a dinner or is that a breakfast?
Is it dinner in Pels or is it a
Malachim and breakfast?
Okay, Kofi Gimel. We'll get that in Kofi Gimel. Okay. Now, fine. But I just want to tell you now, back for a second, back to the Kishas, yeah. Just for a second, is you have to, this idea, you have to keep in mind that we talked about the Kishas, that the inside might make the thing. Might make, and as you would make a mezonos on it, but it might need bishul yisrael because the filling might need bishul yisrael, right. Or even the kishas have an egg glaze on top of them also, right. Might need bishul yisrael, but that you always have to keep in mind is the thing that you're making, or lo shulchan aruch. I mean, is the finished product, I don't know where the kishas are or not, the finished product, you have to remember that all these dinim, that the side food makes it need bishul yisrael, has to be judged on that context of, does this thing, is the finished product of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Kiddush would look at the Kiddush by itself, or the bread, or the French toast, you have to look at it, but you can't, that's what David Nezer is pointing out, that you can't lose track that even if it's usher, so to speak, as Bishop, even if it's in the rules of Bishop Yisrael, the rules are that there are places that it's not always usher every case. Okay, that's just something to bear in mind. Okay.